With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. borrowers on lower incomes are increasingly struggling to keep up with their loan payments, according to recent data and bank executives, prompting banks to become more cautious about dishing out credit cards and car loans. A growing number of Americans have seen their savings dwindle as rising prices squeeze budgets, while interest rates stay high. Nike will lay off about 740 employees at its world headquarters in Oregon as the top sportswear maker looks to rein in costs after warning of a revenue dip in the first half of fiscal 2025. Delta Airlines, the most profitable U.S. carrier, is raising pay for non-union employees as it gets ready for another attempt by a union to represent its flight attendants. The airline will boost pay for flight attendants and ground workers by 5%, raise the minimum wage for U.S. workers to $19 an hour, and set aside money for merit raises. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.